Friends, in this psalm, Asaph is asking God many questions. And also he's asking God, and he's stating facts, and he's reasoning with God, he's pleading with God because of certain things that has happened. What has happened has to do with the worship of God. What has happened is that the enemy has come in like a flood, and they have destroyed many things. Who has let this happen? And here we have this teaching. So matzkil means a teaching here. So without going into preaching a sermon about this, but it is saying there are times in the life and in the history of the Church of Jesus Christ and the Old Testament saints were part of the body of Christ. God at certain times allows his people to go through difficult times, and even in certain parts, the candle is removed. There is destruction. And the great reason for it is our own sinfulness. The church's sins. And God then takes his hand of blessing and lets us see what we are like without him. We are nothing without him. And so here, the psalmist is crying out to God. And so you might feel yourself at this moment in time, the church is going through sad times. And certainly, it is in a very sad and bad state in this land. We are not doing well, are we? Our personal lives. You know, when at that time, the Arminian Charles Wesley and John Wesley that we might look down upon would say that they would not respect the minister who did not pray for 4 hours a day. You know? Which minister is found in the land that prays an hour, 2 hours a day? We all have to hang our heads in shame. And that's why they had power with God and power with men. Those of old, you read about the lives of Whitfield and the reformers and so on, the Puritans. They would not begin the day until they have been with God for 4 or 5 hours. Seeking his face. And you think about the state of our own personal lives. You think about the state of the church, the worship of God. It's an optional thing in our day. And what happens is that people seek to change the worship of God. Make it more palatable. Make it more easy. It's easy Christianity. Accessible Christianity. Rather than thinking, what does please God? What does please the Lord? And so the enemy comes in, and they've put fire in the sanctuary. They've put fire in the synagogues. All the synagogues, it says they have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. There are no prophets left. So he's saying these things, but then let me flip it to the other side and encourage you. The situation was bad and sad, but he prayed. He prayed. In the worst times, still God gives us the grace to seek him. What if God made it all to ruin us and yet shut the doors of heaven? He doesn't do that. The doors are open for God's people to pray. Let us then, as it were, the enemy has come in like a flood. Maybe also his people flood heaven with our prayers. Maybe respond to God in this way. And something else too that he mentions here. He calls upon God for the sake of the covenant. He says in verse 20, have respect unto the covenant. What does that mean? That's the heart of the gospel. The covenant of God is a subject that is so deep and so great. The covenant that the triune God has made to keep a people, to save the elect, to save a people for the sake of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, to be saved. And that's what he's saying here. Remember the covenant. Remember what was agreed in eternity past. Remember the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which is called the blood of the covenant. Remember all of that, Lord, he's saying. Have respect unto the covenant. And God does have respect unto his covenant in that sense. So Lord, let us be thankful to the Lord, and let us have a voice before God, crying out before the Lord. So don't be cast down. This is the psalm. Asaph was going through hard days, very difficult days. And yet he said, there is instruction in this point. There's a maskil here for the Lord's people. May the Lord then bless these few things.